Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Lamed Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph. So the halacha is that every word has to be read, and every word has to be read from inside of the Sefer Torah. That's why the Chashulchan Aruch paskens that a person who's a Summa cannot get an Aliyah. And the Rambam just says that since nowadays the Baal Kari is the one who reads, so a Summa can get an Aliyah because Rav Shemaiah Kohen, he's hearing it from the Baal Kari, who's reading it from inside the Sefer Torah. Similar to an Am Haaretz who's not knowledgeable enough to read along, even though the Chavchila person is supposed to read along, but B'di'evet, it's not Ma'akev. You rely on Shemei Kohenim. So every word has to be read from inside the Sefer Torah. So every word with the Torah gives a rule of a kri and ksiv. It's written one way, but it's read another way. There's a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, the Gemara in the Dorim says, in the fourth parak, that the Kri Yiksev is a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that this is how it's supposed to be written, and this is how it's supposed to be read. And the Masorah of how to mimenake the words, how to put in the vowelization, and the trop, the tomim is the trop. All of that is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That same Gemara over there in the dorm. So the person who's reading has to be familiar with how to vowelize the words correctly and how to pronounce the trop properly. Okay. So the Mishnah brings down that therefore the halacha is that it's incumbent upon the person who's reading to review the parsha beforehand to the point that he's familiar with everything that he's supposed to read properly. Even a person who is familiar, there is a statement by Rabbi Kiva that he would never get up to read without reviewing it beforehand. So it means even in the case of a person who was totally knowledgeable, it's still appropriate to review it at one time beforehand at least. Okay. Now, one question which comes up which the Chedim does not address, we said you have to read every word from inside the Sefer Torah, and now this word is a Kri Uksiv, so the word I'm looking at and the word I'm reading are not the same word. So what do I do in that situation? Must I read from inside the Sefer Torah or not? So the Shari Ephraim, which is a Sefer Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, from Rabbi Ephraim Zalya Margolius, also famous for writing the Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, and writing the Yad Ephraim, Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, Mat Ephraim, Olos Ephraim, many others for him that he wrote. So he has a Sefer Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and he says that you must read the word inside. Halacha Moshe Sinai is to look at this word and then pronounce it as the way the Masorah of the Kri is, but the Ksiv has to be read. Ramosha takes this halacha, interesting, for example, how far we take this halacha. Let's say once upon a time they lived in the world where they were using candles for illumination, and wax would drip sometimes on the Sefer Torah to the point that you cannot read the letter or the word underneath. So the halacha is that that's a problem. You cannot read Torah Baal Peh. You have to read a Biksav. So if the person was laning would find that, so during the weekday he could remove the wax. On Shabbos he can't do that. So they would have to take out another Sefer Torah. What about a situation where the word, which is a Kri Yiksev, was covered? So the truth is, you're not going to read that word anyway. You're going to read a different word. So you're reading Baal Peh, as it were. So maybe it's okay that word would be covered. So the Prima Gadol raises this Shiloh. And Rashi says, according to what we're saying over here, it would not be acceptable for that word to be covered with wax. You cannot read it as such, because the Masorah of how to read that word, which is written as it's written, is the way it's supposed to be read. For example, in the Teichacha in Devorim, we have two examples of this. The word Bapolim Batcharim, it's written Bapolim, we pronounce it Batcharim. Yishkaleno v'yishkaveno. It's written Yishkaleno, and it's pronounced Yishkaveno. So he has to read the word Yishkaleno, looking at it, and pronounce it Yishkaveno. Now let's take a more common example, which is the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is written with a Yud, and then a He, and then a Vav, and then another He. But it's pronounced with a shame of Adnus, not a shame of Havaya. Must I be looking inside when I say the shame of, looking at it, the word, I'm not reading the words, letters that I'm seeing, I'm saying a totally different word. Yes, I have to be looking at that word as I'm saying the shame of Hashem. Rav Moshe does consider the possibility that to look at the reading of the Shem Hashem differently in regards to the example of the case with Chavos HaShaiva, and we'll talk about that Bez Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.